Okay. Yeah? Okay. Al vered v'alha kinamon. So on rose, and so here's kinamon. We had kinu yesterday was cinnamon. So some explain that one is on the inedible bark part of the tree. Shehu ur hanadi. So that the Mishnah Berurah changes it a little bit. Sometimes fruit. Va'al mei vered, this rose water. Va'al halavona, frankincense. Mitztiki. Matztiki is like this type of thing we chew to take away bad breath. V'chiyot's been on these things. Bore atze visomim. So the bracha on all these things is from the trees. The Mishnah says in Gim. I'm sorry, Yud Zayin. Al havered, hu mash on a korim rosa. Roses. V'kamash malamazet. The chiddush is to teach us. Afapi shiroi lachila. Right? You could eat it. Aide mirkachas mevarachin aleh. You could crush it up, grind it up, pulverize it, and then you could eat it. Mavur b'sim reish dalat sifir dalat. Afil hachi lo nucha levarich al recha asher noson reich tov leperis. You still don't make the bracha of asher noson reich tov. Kevin she ein ikara oimid lachila el hariach. The whole point of it is not really, it's a food item, it's a smelling item. El mavarich on that, b'rei atze v'samim. Right? This the Mechaber wrote, V'hainu al havrodim hagedelim be'ilonos. The rose that grows on trees. Aval eila hagedelim be'karka. The ones that grow on the ground. Mevarachin borei isbe besamim. Brings from the Beis Yosef that that's the correct bracha on the thing. Normally, you know, I guess the rule would be, there's an exception, but the rule would generally be those items that get a ha'etz. So the parallel there for them in terms of smelling would be atze besamim, and then those items that get a adam would be bore isve besamim, right? That's like the parallel, the food model versus the smelling model. There's one exception though.
So this is what's really done in practice?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've almost never heard some of.
Well, because we learned yesterday that. Bring me neighbor someone's like the ketchel, it's like the shahakol. So if a person's a masulpuk, they don't know, then they'll just make a shakol, and that technically works. But that brings right into the very next difference. You know, just like for food items, if a person made adama when they really were supposed to make ha'etz, that works. Mm-hmm. But that parallel does not work necessarily in terms of birchas apera. Yeah, right, exactly. By the okay, bir hagro mashmish mitzadid deim moitzi alav me'etzo. For whom is kaim mishona l'shona, right? It comes out and it lasts from year to year. Morning. It doesn't disintegrate and regrow again in the winter time. So yivarech borei atze besamim. Ve'efshar shigam habeis Yosef moed l'zeh tzarechin. Okay. How to classify what is it, a tree or is it a shrubbery, it's like that, in order to clarify what the correct brach would be. Okay, so then the next food item was mentioned was Ur Hanedi, and when Yud Ches, so it says Tov Sofer, it's a mistake. That's really not what it's supposed to read. It's on Ur, it's Tzarech Lomer Ud Hanedi. Okay, but what is that? What is it? It's a Eitz Boisem, Habom Eretz Hoidu, some type of fragrant tree, doesn't tell us what, that comes from Turkey. Okay, Ki Ud, who Eitz Beloshen Aravi, that's the way you say tree. Hanedi hainim eretz hodu. That's just the where it comes from, a fruit from this plant. We're not sure what the identity is. Shasham gedilim, that's where it grows. V'ayim b'shari tshuva, mashu kos b'shem machzik baracha. Okay, so if whatever fruit this is, I wasn't able to figure out what the identity is, but whatever that fruit is, that would be the bracha for it. Okay.
The bracha is what,
eitze? Yeah, ispe. Yeah, always are. Yeah, I'm saying eitze here. Okay, Yud Tes Meverad, this rose water. Hainu Bein Mehalach Luchis Shiyotz Min Haverad. Whether it's the liquid that comes out from the rose, Aide Schitoso, right? Whether by squeezing it, you can get some sort of liquid extract. Ubein Ma Shiyotz Aide Hanishra V'Nisbasha B'Mayim. When it's cooked, and then what comes out from that with water. Avilaman de Svirle, Bissimin Reish Beis, if you'd, de Me Shrias, Peros, Ain Pimkeos Atman, right? The stuff that comes out from a fruit, an adom, I should say, a vegetable, doesn't necessarily retain it. We discussed that many times, like the brachas on soups, that we hold that even if there isn't a food item present, you have carrots and you cooked it and then became carrot soup, and you still make an adom on the broth because it came out from there. Okay, that was the machloks we did back then. That's only by eating. So it doesn't necessarily transfer over There are a lot of parallels for the food, eating, and smelling.
So what are we saying we should do then?
So what should we do? You don't make a bracha.
Nothing at all.
No, I'm sorry. You're asking on the smell?
Yeah.
Smells isve. Atze. I keep mixing up. It's atze. The smell.
Like even though it's whatever, the crushing or the water extract or whatever, saying that's...
You even with going by eating, who holds that it's not an adama and would go down to a shahakal over here, they would still agree that it would be, again, not adama, but atze. Yeah, correct, it doesn't drop down. I'll just read it again. It says, Afil lamando at the sphere, even the whole new held, Simon Reish Beid, may Shriya's payers ainum payers ka'atzvon. It doesn't hold, it's not the same thing, it's not like pre. Ha'inu inyim birkas achil levad, that's only in terms of eating, right? Lavol inyim birkas areach, so by the smell, it'd be the same thing. Lavon is frankincense. Who caught on yoytei misharshe eitz, v'hamatziki who min eitz shesraf shelo nosein the reach toiv. The people will like chew it. I think in modern Hebrew that's this word for gum. That you chew things. It's like to take away bad breath. That's the matzdik is the name for that. And they just take, they took it into modern Hebrew as well. Okay, Dalid, more items. Al shemen afar simon mevarich borei shemen oriv. Special bracha for this. For this Shemen Afar Simon. So what is this? Who Tzori Beloshen Mikra? This is when we say the Ketores, right? Tzori is one of the ingredients. It's interesting, there's a Ramban. The Ramban al Torah has a Machloikis as to how exactly what was the Tzori. Was it like these little, it's like balsam, I think, right? Were they twigs? They used to crush up the twigs? Or was it the sap that came from the tree itself? That's Machloik, I think Ramban quotes in his commentary on the Torah. Choischin ha'etz, you cut the tree, umekalfino so, and you peel it off, and noitef shemen mimen, and you scrape off the...
We didn't actually read on the top.
I didn't?
Dalad, I mean, we just did give
us. I thought I did, I'm sorry. Yeah, Dalad. Al shemen ha'far simon, mevorech borei shemen ha'oriv.
Oh, that's it, okay.
Yeah, that was Dalad, right? So again, we'll just go back. Chav Beis, Al Shem Nafar Simon, Hu Tzori B'Loshna Mikra. That's when we talk about the Mishnayis and the Chumash, right? Tzori. V'choischina Eitz, M'kalfin Osam, Noti Shem Mimena. You cut the tree, you scrape off the bark, and you get the sap that's underneath it. Muskri B'Shas, the one says, Tzori Ein El Asraf, Anoteth Mi'atzeh HaKtaf, right? That's the thing that just drips, that drips off. So then you make a special bracha, unique status, Borei Shemen Oriv, who makes a sweet shemen, Mipnei Shenimtza Be'eretz Yisrael. Wow, what a beautiful idea. Because it comes from Eretz Yisrael. V'hu choshev, that's chashivas. So kavulo bracha b'fnei atzmo, atzmo. It gets its own unique bracha, l'haros al chashivuso. Like, you know, just like in certain items get their own special bracha because they're choshev, like bread, like wine. So too here, it gets a special bracha because it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, that's choshev. Ve'im beirach borei atze besomim, im yotze b'diavet ein bach prima godim. Okay, if you would make the wrong bracha on it, that's what he discusses. Okay, hey. Shemen zayis, shekatosho o techono, ad shechozu reicho noidif, mevarech ala borei atze besomim. So he had this... Shemen Zayis, this olive oil that got ground up, crushed, and it has a good perfume scent to it. So you make the bracha on that, it is Borei Atze V'Samin.
This is a special one because most olive oil doesn't have such a smell, right?
Yeah, most of it does not, right? When you're cooking, like the cooks you cook with,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of does. It's not necessarily a pleasant smell.
Yeah, canola oil. Do any of these things have really...
They have an odor, but it's not...
Not pleasant, yeah. So it sounds like it's something that would...
Massage oils.
Yeah, it's something like it. It's one of those.
But it's not. But it's not even the oils. It's only what we add to the oils that have the smell.
Yeah. I'm not sure. There's no those additives. That's the very first point he points out. There's no additives. This is the. It has. I don't know. Maybe it could be because something is very processed.
Maybe.
I don't know. But it's a good question. You're saying the matzis is this stuff doesn't smell so good. Doesn't have a geschmack odor. Okay. Chav Dalad, right? You don't add anything to it. By crushing and grinding up the olive, so it has a good odor. The bracha b'reyatze b'samim, sha zayis godel al ha'etz, right? It grows on a tree. Hu hadin mishar peiros shekeilim al ha'etz. Im also kahai gavne. If you would crush up anything else that grows on a tree, you'd have the same bracha of borei atze v'samim. Im ha'yezeh mi peiros she'en gedeilim al ha'etz. If it would be a fruit that doesn't necessarily grow on a tree, shetachono miktoshom and mirech shamnon. They have a good shemen that comes from them. Einu vorech lehem rak borei minei b'samim. So it drops down to a b'samim, borei minei b'samim. V'ha de'ein mevarchin al kol eile hanosein reach tov b'peros, right? We don't make that bracha on these types of things. Kimo b'esrog v'yotzebo. De'hosim shiny, shegadol im ha'reach. It grows with the odor already. In other words, if you just smell an olive, doesn't smell so good. Apparently, when you grind it up, it does start to smell good. But here, you have an esrog, so it grows with the smell. Aval ha'che ein ha'reach gadol imam. Here, the smell is not in the olive itself. Ella bo aydei ketisha of tachina comes from crushing it and grinding it up. Shenasis bidei adam. You caused that. It didn't happen automatically. Ein shaych levarcha nosein. All right, or hanosim, whatever the bracha. But it's not shaych talking about putting it in because it wasn't put there. I mean, it's in potential, but you pulled it out. Shlonaton bo harech mitachila. It's not there originally. V'shaych tefei levarcha ala borei atze besamim al shehutba bo koach haboisem bepnimiuso. You have to have the taste has to be mineu bet. It has to grow with it. I'm sure you could give a whole Musar drush on this about pleasant taste growing with something versus being pulled out. But Alpi Halacha, that's why he makes a distinction between certain fruits that do get the bracha of Hanoisein and those that don't. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for today. Have a good day, everybody.
So it's not even really the fruit. I mean, it's...